W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden signed a proclamation today establishing a national monument in honor of Emmett Till, whose death propelled the civil rights movement.
Telling the truth and the full history of our nation is important. It's important to our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, to our nation as a whole.
Here's CBS's Elise Preston.
Nearly 70 years later, Reverend Wheeler Parker Jr. has not forgotten the summer of 1955. He was 16 when he traveled with his cousin Emmett from Chicago to visit relatives in the Mississippi Delta. On their trip, the cousins went to Bryant's grocery store. It was owned by Roy and Carolyn Bryant.
Miss Bryant comes out, and when she comes out, he whistles.
So as soon as he whistled, you knew.
We took off. This black boy whistled a white woman. 1955 in Mississippi? That's a death sentence.
Till would have been 82 today. UPS workers have reached a union deal. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
A walkout of workers would have had national economic implications. UPS delivers roughly 24 million packages every single day. The company described the agreement as a, quote, win-win. The union says, quote, the agreement puts more money in our members' pockets.
Heat waves gripping the globe have all the fingerprints of climate change.
From Phoenix, where university professor Kathy Jacobs says climate change is increasing the Earth's temperatures.
This is not normal.
To Greece, where wildfires are out of control.
We evacuated the village. Now some houses are on fire. We don't know what to do.
Scientists say this month's heat is likely the hottest the Earth has been in human history.
That's CBS's Kimmy McCormick reporting. Protests in Israel have calmed down a bit today, but it follows a chaotic night. Violent clashes erupted in both Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, where thousands blocked highways. Police had to use water cannons to clear crowds. An update now on an NBA star's son. Here's reporter Erica Herkowitz.
Bronny James, the 18-year-old son of NBA superstar LeBron James, is said to be out of intensive care and in stable condition after going into cardiac arrest during a workout at USC Monday. Bronny was rushed by ambulance to the hospital after collapsing at USC's Galen Center, where the team plays and practices.
SAG strikes continue across the country, but it's The Rock to the rescue.
Hey, did you bring the cavalry?
Woman, I am the cavalry.
He donated seven figures to help out-of-work actors. SAG now urging others to do the same. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention and detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Reese's. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Help out our community today and get served your favorite Culver's treats by our local police and sheriff's department officers. Cops at Culver's Day is today in Wisconsin Rapids. Officers from Wisconsin Rapids Police Department and the Wood County Sheriff's Department will help serve meals during lunch and dinner hours. This helps support the Police Lights of Christmas program. All donations and money raised will help purchase gift cards that officers will hand out and give back to the community during this upcoming holiday season. Last year, this one-day event raised over $71,000 statewide to help people in need in our communities. A new mural is going up in Port Edwards. The design honoring police officers, firefighters, and EMS professionals is being painted on the Port Edwards Municipal Building on Market Avenue. The designer and artist, Adam Andresen, will finish the mural by the end of July. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 91, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tonight slight chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 68. Daytime highs approaching 88, tomorrow chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 87.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Mr. Aaron Zommers over on the board. It is Tuesday, the 25th of July, 2023. It is Tuesday. It is the 2 o'clock hour, and that means one thing. Time for Tuesday Tangents with one and only Luke Mathers.
How are we doing, Todd?
Better now that you're here. Better now that you're here.
That's too kind of you to say.
It makes me. I have to apologize on the air because, as you are beginning to learn about me after working together for 9, 10 months, whatever it's been, I am a creature of habit. I like things consistent, at least in my personal life, and I don't do well when things get discombobulated. I need some recombobulation from Dan Schaefer, don't we all?
And that'll come tomorrow on town call.
See, and I apologize on social for not promoting
no
Tuesday
worries
tangents.
My Tuesday was a little busy, so I don't even think I got onto the socials to see. It's okay.
I'm not myself yet. I got to get back into a routine.
There's been a couple of things, you know, discombobulating us. We're here. You're on StreamYard. We've got the brand new studios here on State Street. There's a lot going on here for the Todd Elba Show and for Civic Media as a whole.
There's a lot going on, but it's fun.
Yeah,
and I think little by little the upgrades are making a difference. And we've been covering the EAA convention on Mino and the Mayor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, terrific new morning show for the Fox Valley. Half a million people heading to the Fox Valley for EAA this week.
Went through there on this weekend.
Yeah,
I was coming back from Shawano and I drove by the grounds, and it was you know the busiest road. What is that? 26 between
Rosendale.
You
cut through Rosendale.
That was a mistake.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine this week.
I did not get a ticket, but just
congested.
Busy. Oh yeah.
Oh, I can't imagine that.
Congested like my
and everything
nostrils
too
in springtime. Just crazy.
But yeah, there's a lot going on. We're covering that. We've got the Brewers. Right now, we're getting ramped up. There's going to be the Packers joining the Civic Media Network on our WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin out of Racine and Kenosha. So the Badgers football season, we're going to be covering the Badgers on several different Civic Media stations. It's a very exciting time right now, Todd.
And we're going to talk about all this on the other side of the break. But right now, the keeper of the Milwaukee Brewer tickets, you can hear the Brewers on WISS and Oshkosh and WRCE News in the Center. Oshkosh Air Support Nosh. Gosh, news from the Center of Richland Center all season long. Mr. Luke Mathers is the keeper of all the tickets. He keeps them sealed in a mayonnaise jar under Funkenwaggle's porch, and they've been there since noon. And Mr. Mathers, you have brought four more tickets.
Yeah.
For tonight's game.
You're having such a good success. My mess up, my sleep. We've had a little bit of ticket exhaustion almost here. We've got all the Brewers tickets. We're also giving away right now. Civic Media is giving away State Fair tickets. We're also doing a ton of giveaways with the Civic Pints Challenge right now. So if you donate blood between now and we've extended the deadline to August 15th.
Nice.
If you give blood between now and then, you're entered to win some excellent prizes as well. So again, a lot going on here across the Civic Media Network, but we kind of had some extra tickets to make sure that we wanted to send some listeners to the game tonight. So we got four more Brewers tickets for tonight's game, a game and a half ahead of the Cincinnati Reds. They're in town. If you want to go, what are we doing, Todd?
Caller number five.
Caller number five. If you want to go to the game tonight.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Give us a call. We'll take caller number five. Mr. Zomers is standing by. You have to be able to go tonight. First pitch at 7:10, and you cannot have won in the last calendar month.
Correct.
And you have to have a smartphone because, contrary to Todd's goofiness, the tickets are actually electronic. Not our decision, the Brewers. So you have to have a smartphone.
Those lingering COVID things. Yes. Everybody switched to ticketless, paperless, not ticketless. Right. You still get the tickets, but paperless during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Let's just pick up the phone. We don't have to screen it, Mr. Zomers. Just put them through. I'll tell what number they are. Hello. Welcome to the Todd Lowball Show. You are caller number one. Thank you for calling. Keep calling. You might be caller number five. So you are caller number one. Thanks for calling. We are waiting now for caller number two, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Wouldn't it be fantastic if it was the same person that called five times?
No, that defeats the purpose. That's like ballot harvesting or something, Todd. Come on. Come on. But it is exciting time right now. The Brewers going with one of their top prospects getting called up this weekend, Sal Frelick. Doing a tremendous job, hitting his first major league home run last night. Like, those are the things that you get to experience by going to American Family Field and watching the first place Brewers play some baseball tonight.
And these are not your average seats. These are club level seats. They're padded. You got the bathroom right outside the area you sit in, kind of a concession stand just for the club level. And during the seventh inning stretch, they come down and they do a pole dance.
No, they don't, Todd. I still am confused at where you're going for this experience, but it is not these. They're family friendly seats.
Yes,
Todd.
Yes, of course. They're family friendly. We've had caller number two. We're waiting for caller number five. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Mr. Zomers is taking caller number three. This reminds me back at the old Richland roller rink where they'd do... You ever go roller skating as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd say, all skate, everybody all skate. Or couple skate. Boy ask girl, or girl ask boy.
I believe that was caller number four right there, too. So it sounds like during this break, we're going to get caller
number
five. All right,
State, if you're calling, hold on. We're going to take your call on the other side because you are going to be the winner. Also, stay with us. We have a cut from Sal Frelick as well, talking about his big first home run in the major leagues, all that. And Mr. Luke Mathers on the other side. This is the Todd Lowball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Pursuing Milwaukee Brewer baseball wins, wherever it may lead. This is the Tall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 15 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. It is Tuesday Tangents, along with our friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers. Mr. Zomer's on the board. Mr. Mathers, in his graciousness, has brought us four more tickets for tonight's game. The Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Cincinnati Reds in a big NL Central matchup at AmFam Field. We have four tickets in the club-level section, and the next caller wins them. Nancy in Verona, congrats. You win the tickets.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I have a 96-year-old mother that's going to be really excited. She's such a fan.
That's fantastic. That's amazing. That's great. Well, for the first pitch tonight, it's at 7:10, and these are fantastic seats. They're padded. You can see right into the Brewers dugout. You're going to love the game. Are you listening to us on WMDX or over the Civic Media app?
WMGX.
Very good. Very good. WMDX here in Madison, Wisconsin, our kind of our home station. You can hear us on 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. And, of course, you can listen to the Brewers all season long over in Oshkosh on Oshkosh Air Support. The Big 1100 on the AM side and 98.3 on the FM side, or in the southwest part of the state, my home stomping grounds, WRCE. News from the center, AM 1450 and FM 107.7. We appreciate you, Nancy, listening to us here in Madison. Thank you so much. You and your mom and whoever else you take, enjoy the game tonight. Should be a big one. Hang on to the line now. Don't go anywhere. And Mr. Zomers will take your contact information, including your email, so we can email those tickets to you off the air, okay? All right. Very good. Nancy and Verona. See, I love making people happy, Luke.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward for Nancy to get the chance to experience the Civic Media seats. And it's something that you're going to want to stay tuned to Civic Media all summer long. This Brewer season is a fun one. And if you are listening to your favorite Civic Media products, you can get a chance to win some tickets to some Brewers games.
You never know what could happen.
Yeah.
So you got to tune in every day to each program, because you may just wake up. You're kind of like the Pope. You appear from the window and you bless us with these tickets.
I try to send them out ahead of time. I try to be better than just appearing out of nowhere. But
No, I didn't mean it that way. I'm just saying, it's lovely.
And a message pops up in your inbox saying, hey, we've got some tickets to give away.
That's right. It makes my day.
We're going to have another free ticket Friday for State Fair as well. So if you want a chance to go to the Wisconsin State Fair on us, you're going to want to be listening to Civic Media programming all Friday long. You'll have some chance to call in and win some free ticket Friday for the State Fair tickets.
Have you been there?
Have I been to the State Fair?
Yeah.
I know some
people that have just I grew up.
I grew like up in me. The Milwaukee area. My brother's house is. You've never been to the State Fair, Aaron?
I feel like we've talked about this. I haven't been to the State Fair.
I want to do a show from the State Fair because I want to do like cream puffs. My favorite part of the State Fair.
I don't
like
cream puffs though.
Really?
Yeah.
How can you not like a cream puff?
I don't like whipped cream all that much. Anyways, so
I've had some. I've only had I think like two cream puffs, and it was okay because it was like. I'm not necessarily okay. Let me back up a little bit. How I would describe the cream puff I had was if you took paper, but it's pastry, and then whipped cream in the middle. So you have a ball of paper with whipped cream in the middle, and it's mostly air.
It is light, but these are delicious delicacies prepared by the fine folks at the Wisconsin State Fair.
No, I haven't had those.
Wisconsin dairy products. That's what it's about, promoting the dairy producers of Wisconsin, you understand?
Oh, yeah, and they do a terrific job, and there's more for everybody else to eat, because I choose to abstain.
if it's not that, what's your favorite part of the State Fair?
State Fair is probably the fried food. That's really? I like the fried food. The deep fried olives on a stick, they're really? Like cheese filled, and they're green, like giant green stuffed olives.
See, I do love myself a green olive.
Yeah, and they're deep fried to deliciousness. Those are terrific ones. I love the milk booth. It used to be, a quarter? I think it's like 50 cents something now, like that, 75 cents for a cup, which is fine. It's still a good deal. But I love the root beer flavored milk. That's a good one that you can usually only get at the fair. What else is on the to-do list at State Fair? I love the pork chop sandwiches. Mm. Always good roast corn. I go into food coma practically when I'm there. It's anything but the cream puff, really, or the cotton candy lemonade. I'm not doing the cotton candy lemonade.
I was just going to ask you about that one.
William Walter's going to try to get me to drink it, and I don't want it, and I'm not going to do it. It looks like just try if it. You. I don't. It looks Look, too sugary. You got to be careful. You got to pace yourself at the State
Fair.
Try
anything once, and if it kills you, try it again.
How does that work?
I don't know. I had a friend where you said that all the time. I love the pavilion where you go in and it's like the Ginsu knife guy or the Sham Wow guy. I love all the live
the Expo Center,
live performance. Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
You can get the big pickles there. Mm-hmm. I love a good caramel apple you can get. They've got the Wisconsin grilled cheese booth.
Yeah.
You got Cedar Crest ice cream. You got a ton of Wisconsin staples.
Ooh, now, I love Cedar Crest.
I'm starting to get hungry just naming off all the things that I eat at State Fair.
Tune in this Friday, and Luke will have tickets for us, and you could be a big winner out there across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is, Fabulous Ticket Friday?
Free Ticket Friday.
Free Ticket Friday, I don't know. It started with F. We both like alliteration. I just couldn't remember what it was. We were talking about Milwaukee, but so thank you for letting us give these tickets away today. We appreciate that. You brought up Sal Frelick. Now, this is a guy, a young dude who was drafted, 2 years ago by the Milwaukee Brewers. It was playing for the farm team, the Sounders. And there's a great video circulating around online of the manager after the Sounders played two or three nights ago. Said, you ready to play? You ready to play? He points at Frelick and says, you ready to play? Well, you're not playing here. You're going to the big leagues. And the clubhouse just goes nuts.
Yeah.
So all he does is just come up and be spectacular on both the offense and the defense, and as you said, hit his first home major league home run last night.
Yeah, he's playing really good baseball. It's excellent to see the prospects coming up. Like that's one of the most exciting aspects of this Brewer season. And some people watching two nights ago, or I think it was last night. Mm. It was either last night or Sunday night. It was last night because they ended up winning.
Yeah.
But watching people in real time on social media criticize, the Brewers, they had a runner in scoring position again, and they're criticizing the team. And I get it. If you're a fan, you want to see the team succeed. And some people through the first half of the season have said the Brewers have underperformed. And that may be the case. There's really no way to tell.
First place, baby.
Right.
Last time we checked,
they're still in first place in the NL Central. And so it's interesting to just kind of see some of the criticism that gets lobbed at the team. But then when the rubber hits the road and it's the bottom of the ninth, Christian Yelich is looking like MVP-style Christian Yelich. And so not only is Christian playing great, the starting pitchers are starting to get into their groove. They're getting healthier. But all of these young guys that are coming up through the Brewers system and that we get to see grow up on the baseball field before our very eyes. This is such an exciting season. And I really hope that fans of the Milwaukee Brewers don't waste that away this year with the criticism of trying to say, the team could have played better.
Right.
And
live in the moment. Enjoy it.
Enjoy the season. There's a lot of young talent on this roster. It could be very exciting to see where this team goes. And rather than try to criticize them for the risk, the runners in scoring position, not getting home, just cheer on the Brewers, hope that they win, and just enjoy the game.
Just soak it up.
I don't know. It's
Mr. Zomers, I apologize. I'm producing the show on the fly. Did you get that? Look, this is how good this guy is. Understand, if you're going to get yourself a radio show, make sure you get yourself a producer like Aaron J. Zomers. Because
Jay is not my middle initial.
I kind of knew that, but I liked it because...
Like you said, he's producing the show on the fly, Aaron. Come on, just go with it.
Right. Okay, Jay is my middle initial.
Here's Sal Frelick after the game last night talking to the press about his just fairy tale first few games here with Milwaukee Brewers from last night after hitting his first major league home run.
Probably another one of those dream about in the backyard sort of things. Can you just tell us about the moment tonight?
Yeah, definitely surreal, kind of blacked out running those bases. So don't really remember too much, but really happy to see one go over the fence.
Have you had a lot of those moments so far? Blacking out, not remembering on the field?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of it really hasn't sunk in yet, but I think that's just part of the game and going out, you know, and competing and wanting to win. It was so bad that some of the stuff doesn't really settle until after the game.
Do you feel like you're being yourself while you're here?
Yeah.
Like the type of player that you are, yes. Do you feel like we're seeing that here?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if I thought, you know, I was going to hit a homer this early. I think it's definitely cool, but again, trying to be that spark plug in the lineup, getting on base, being really annoying for pitchers, and you know, playing good defense, being a good teammate, stuff like that. So I'm going to keep doing that every day.
What was your view of Joey's catch, and did you think he had a track on it?
As soon as it was hit, I knew it was going over the fence, and I knew he was gonna bring it back. So I've seen that happen too many times in the road. I just knew it was going to happen.
Sam, I think I heard your group was up to 18 friends and family. Are they hanging out for a while?
They were piling on. No, that was the peak yesterday. I think I went back down to just a few, but some of the boys are still here for this one. I think they're going back though.
Did the family have to go back?
My brother and sister did, but my parents are staying, I think, through the rest of the series.
What's it meant to like have them be part of this with you?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, all the money they poured into, you know, my baseball career growing up, and I think it's definitely rewarding for them just to see that all they've given me is kind of paying off, and, you know, I owe it to them, so to have them here is awesome.
There's Sal Frehley from Milwaukee Brewers last night, and Luke, I just love that because the 18 of his friends and family, you know, and you know, I talk about it. We have Brady Ewing from Richland Center who lives just grew up a couple of houses down from my mom and saw him play in high school and then walk out at UW, end up being a captain and going to 3 Rose Bowls and then making it in the NFL. And I know what a cool feeling that is to see somebody, you know, make it. I can't imagine what it's like having your flesh and blood do it. And I just love stories like that.
Yeah, no, it is the ultimate feel-good story around it. The only other Brewer that had as good of a start as Sal Frelick is Paul Molitor.
Yeah.
Like, that is excellent company to keep. And so it's a very exciting season. It's a very exciting debut. I'm really excited to see what this young roster is going to continue to do. And hopefully they get to put together another W for tonight against the Cincinnati Reds.
7:10, the first pitch. Always exciting Milwaukee Brewers baseball in Oshkosh and in Richland Center. A couple of minutes left here. Breaking news this afternoon. Former defensive coordinator and interim head coach of the Badgers, Jim Leonard, is picked up by Brett Bielema and Illinois, the Fighting Illini. What do you make of that?
The Badgers are going to beat them still this season.
I mean, I'm a big Jim Leonard fan.
I'm a big Jim Leonard fan, too.
And it's not to be a coach. It's an analyst. A football analyst.
Yeah, it's kind of like a special assistant to the president kind of role,
right.
I think. Is he kind of, you're not going to be the defensive coordinator in that role, but you'll be able to comment and share input on the football operations that will go on down there in Illinois. I've got some family members that are Illini fans, and I think they're going to be very happy with the decision, but I think the Badgers are still going to take care of business when they meet up this season.
And Badger football and basketball here on Civic Media throughout the year as well. You co-host the noon program, presenting ours from 12:15 until 1 every day with William Walter. Town Call. What's coming up tomorrow on the show?
We're going to recombobulate on Wednesdays. We have Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area joining us, so you can tune in for that segment beginning at 12:30. But it'll be a terrific show. Will and I have a great time asking questions, breaking down the headlines of the day, and engaging our listeners by having them call in and text in to share their thoughts.
Luke, my Tuesday is always better every time you're here. Appreciate you, my friend.
Appreciate you, Todd.
Absolutely. That's Luke Mathers. Catch you tomorrow at 12:15 with William Walter on Town Call. We have Cocaine Sharks after this on the Todd Ball Show.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMBX has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show on Mad Radio.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. Governor Evers and Democratic lawmakers keep pushing for more money to help childcare facilities after federal pandemic-era aid runs out.
Evers is touring Wisconsin to warn that Wisconsin's economy would suffer if childcare centers don't get more state help. He says providers are struggling to pay workers competitive wages, and parents can't work if there's no one to watch their kids. Evers proposed $340 million to continue the Child Care Counts program. Republicans on the legislature's budget writing committee took it out, and Evers restored a fraction of it with his line item vetoes. According to the Economic Policy Institute, the average yearly cost of child care in Wisconsin is over $12,000 a year. That's over $1,000 a month. It's one of the biggest expenses families face. Infant care costs over 20% more than average rent and 48% more per year than in-state college tuition. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 91, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tonight slight chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 68. Daytime highs approaching 88, tomorrow chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 87.
And station manager at WRCO, now part of the Civic Media family. Rod's still doing a little radio himself. So I want to let you know that Rod and Jeff Perry have put together a Tony Bennett tribute special. and it's going to be playing on the community station here in Monona, just outside of Madison, on WVMO. It airs tomorrow night, July 26th at 9 p.m., and again on Sunday, July 30th at 4 p.m. And I believe you could stream. Just type in WVMO, the community station there. It's not a for-profit station, so we're happy to give that community shout-out to WVMO. And a great Tony Bennett special with Jeff and Rod Perry tomorrow on the 26th of July at 9 p.m. and again on Sunday, the 30th at 4 p.m. Check it out. I know I am certainly going. I mean, a lot of music history between the two of them, and play some of Tony Bennett's best tunes. Here on Civic Media, I want to bring you this story. I saw this and I said, see, now I know what I'm going to talk about. On CBS, headline, cocaine sharks may be exposed to drugs in the Florida Keys, according to researchers. This is a real story. This is not made up. So-called cocaine sharks are the latest nightmarish animal to make headlines. The phenomenon is explored in an upcoming Discovery TV show that will air during the channel's annual Shark Week event. Do you know, Mr. Zomers, we are in Shark Week?
I don't even know what that means anymore.
Well, you had the Tornado Shark movie and...
Well, yeah, Sharknado, yeah.
There's Sharknado. And now we're in Tornado Week. Anyway, they're celebrating this over on Discovery. Like Cocaine Bear before it, a 2023 film loosely based on a bear that consumed cocaine in the forest in 1985, the Cocaine Sharks show has piqued widespread interest before it even aired. It's a catchy headline and show title, but the experiments were primarily done by NOAA. Part of these experiments was filmed in Key West for Cocaine Sharks, and they told CBS News. Still, she said, there's a lot of legitimacy to this clickbait headline. She said the experiments were because large amounts of cocaine often being brought to the U.S. on boats washed up on our coast annually, especially in the Florida Keys. Just last month, the U.S. Coast Guard announced that found 14,153 pounds of cocaine in the ocean in nearby Miami. The drugs, I'll guess, Mr. Zomers, how much do you think 14,000 pounds of cocaine is worth on the open market?
Well, I honestly have no clue as to the
not a buyer,
value.
Not a seller.
Yeah, exactly. So you said 14,000 pounds?
14,153 pounds of cocaine found on the ocean floor nearby Miami.
$100 million.
Pretty good guess, but no, more. Worth approximately $186 million. Wow. So this expert in chemical transport and ocean current said if cocaine bales follow the ocean current, much like fish and sharks, there's a strong likelihood sharks are coming in contact with the drug. For the experiments, the marine biologist, his nickname is Blowhard, Tom Blowfish Heard, dropped bales that looked like bales of cocaine into the water to see how the sharks would react to them. They looked for behavioral changes, such as if the sharks were attracted to the fake bales of cocaine and if they chose to eat them over their typical food. Also used a stimulant similar to cocaine to see how the sharks were acting after exposed to that. The scientist says they did in fact notice some strange behavior, but there is no telling whether the shark behavior changes were associated with the exposure to cocaine or if it was just a coincidence. Images from Cocaine Sharks show the sharks did swim toward the bales of fake cocaine. He says, quote, now that it's unusual, it could also be past injury or be a chemical imbalance, he says in the trailer to the show. None of the previous studies, however, have tested the drug on the sharks. They're not going to do that. In a 2021 study published by the Journal of Experimental Biology, they found methamphetamines, oftentimes called meth, causes addictive and behavioral alteration of brown trout. Are we spending money to find out how meth affects brown trout? And the poor brown trout, by the way. Because you don't want your trout on meth. That's a recipe for disaster right there. This is a serious problem, though, because wastewater plants are not equipped to deal with this kind of contaminant, according to the study. Quote, other contaminants of emerging concern, including prescription meds and other consumer chemicals, are similarly introduced into surface waters with the potential to alter the psychology and behavior of aquatic organisms, according to the study.
That is another reason, having worked in a pharmacy.
Give us the insight.
Don't dump your meds in the sink.
Or the toilet.
Or the toilet or anything like that. If you have leftover medication, if you have leftover medication, be it liquid, pill, any other form, bring it into a pharmacy.
Right.
And there's always a box that you can just dump your extra pills in and it is disposed of safely.
Did you ever see Cocaine Bear?
I did not. My roommates did, but I was out of town.
I guess it was kind of a good movie.
From what I understand, it's just a good old-fashioned brainless action movie
right.
that kind of is on the side of the bear, but also very gory. I don't really know.
Kind of on the side of the bear.
Like, don't mess with nature kind of thing.
As if the bear had an agent in the room while they made this movie.
Maybe. And they're like, my bear doesn't lose on screen.
So I don't know. Anyway, they have this – so, but in all seriousness, think about that. Think about thousands of pounds of cocaine in these drug deals in the ocean off of Miami. And it could not just the shark, could be any animal down there. And heaven forbid it washes up on the shore and some, you know, kid gets a hold of it or something like that. So I don't know. Anyway, if you want to call in, we'd be happy to take your call on this. What's your feeling about cocaine sharks or cocaine bear? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Maybe at the end of this segment, Mr. Zomers' talents have dialed up a song about bales of cocaine.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's Bales of Cocaine by the Reverend Horton Heat. As soon as you
Wait
said—
Wait a minute. By the Reverend Horton Heat?
Yeah, I saw him live in Madison here.
Was that in a basement?
This one was not in a basement. No, it was at High Noon Saloon, and it was a great concert. It's psychobilly, so it's like rockabilly. But,
oh, I love rockabilly.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically the same genre.
Yeah. Here's a texter in WAUK down in Milwaukee. He said, the kid would sell the blow to fund college. Well, you know, I guess.
And that is Jeff from Shorewood. And, you know, if by kid you mean me, and I somehow acquired bales of cocaine, I mean, it'd either be that or turn it into the police.
But you would have a momentary, at least you would think about for a second, boy, if I sold this, I could, you know, finish up college or do whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I would not be doing is trying it because, right. Well, I have some friends who are like, I'd try cocaine. For me, I have enough health problems as it is. No, thank you.
Yeah, you and me both. I would have no interest in trying it at all. What if you found a bunch of drugs like that in the street? It brings up an interesting question, right? What would you do with it? Would you turn it in to the police or would you try to profit from it? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you. I see the way that my life goes and friends and family that know me, if I would try to sell it, I would be the guy that would get caught the first time by some undercover agent and end up in 20 years in jail.
I think I would too.
You know, it's just my luck. Some people have the kind of luck where you can pick that up and make $100,000 and walk away. Not Todd. It's always, you know, you always get caught in those kind of things.
I think I would also always feel guilty.
Yes. I concur with that. What would you do if you found a bunch of cocaine or illegal drugs on the street or in the water? What would you do?
What a question.
Well, you know, I thought it came up. That's what I love about this program. Sometimes questions just come up, and I like to hear from people. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I'd like to hear from somebody that just says, you know, I'd take it to my next party. You know, maybe be a heck of a party, right? Mr. Sommers is looking off into space right now.
No, I've got monitors over there. I'm looking at the computer.
All right, very good. Well, this has certainly been a tangent-esque type of show, has it not?
Oh, definitely.
Also, if you want to call in about the sports thing, the Brewers, and also Jimmy Leonard, how about that Jim Leonard? Now working down for Chicago, for University of Illinois, down in Champaign. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you on a Tuesday. As we said before, coming up tomorrow, Trygve Olson is going to be in from the Lincoln Project with some brand new research numbers. I'm looking. This is an extensive survey, and thousands of people were surveyed on everything from politics to media to finances. And I stayed up way too late last night reading this multi-page report from Trygve, and I slept like crap. I kept waking up. I'm not going to tell you who. But I had dreams that two different people were fired here at the company. Not me, not you. But I woke up and I'm like, what is going on?
One of those weird nights.
Yes.
You have too much coffee yesterday or something?
Maybe not enough. Maybe that's the problem. Certainly no Cocaine Bears episodes. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it is. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Taking your calls on this news this afternoon that Jim Leonard, former defensive coordinator for the Wisconsin Badgers, also interim head coach last year after the firing of Paul Christ, had, I believe, hip or knee surgery on the offseason. And now has been hired by Brett Bielema to go down to Illinois, University of Illinois, and be an advisor. And again, good for him. I'm a huge Jim Leonard fan, but I'm not sure what the play is, because he got this, you know, payout, as he should have, from UW. And so maybe it's maybe since he's not quote unquote a coach but an advisor, it allows him to continue to get his payout for UW. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs or the politics of it all, but we shall see. Great guy, great coach. He will be a head coach eventually at some point, either in college. Of course, he had a shot to be the defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers, what, 2 or 3 years ago. Turned that down. Jim Leonard, never met him in person, but I know people that have, so he's a great, great guy. Going to come back, switch gears a little bit, take your phone calls as well, and more of our time with Mr. Aaron Sommers on the board. Speaking of, play us to the break, Mr. Sommers. A little Cocaine Shark on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
And now I am a rich man, but I'm still a farmer too. But I sold my farm in Texas, bought a farm down in Peru. And when I get so homesick, I think I'm going insane. I travel back to Texas in a low-flying plane. Bales of cocaine falling from the flying plane. I don't know who done dropped them, but I think I'm just the same. Bales of cocaine falling like the pouring rain. My life changed completely by the low-flying planes.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The third annual Touch a Truck event hosted by the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center will be taking place Saturday, July 29th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. This is a free, family-friendly event with events that include trucks and vehicles of all kinds, kids' games, food booths, raffles, free vision screenings, free books, and other merchandise. Join the Historic Point Boss in their annual Who Done It event from 2 to 5 p.m. on July 29th. Written by local author Luke Conkle and performed by Historic Point Boss favorites and members of community theaters, the cost is $5 for adults and $2 for students.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that.
It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course. Proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams, University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit UniversityRidge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Welcome back to the Tahlo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before the start of the Matt Flynn Show, following the national local news, a little weather as well. Matt Flynn Direct from 3 until 4. You're not going to want to miss it. Matt Flynn, always informative, going to give you some insight as an attorney, also as a former chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. And he's going to make you laugh a little bit. One of the great things about Matt is he's not afraid to laugh at himself. So I appreciate that. But a great show, as always, coming up at the top of the hour, just after the news, Matt Flynn Direct. Then at 4 o'clock, Dom and Kroot are in with the Devil's Advocates. Remember, it's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates at 6 o'clock, great new program, The Maggie Dawn Show, also an attorney. A little knowledge, a little fire, a little spunk. Information, Maggie Dawn Show from 6 until 7. Then at 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. And at 10 o'clock, wonderful guy, Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to all the programming, not just over the air on our many fine stations across Wisconsin, but also on the Civic Media app. Download the app today. Simply go to your app store on the Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C as in civics class, Civic Media in the app store search bar. Takes less than a minute. It's free, what we call a deal. The Civic Media app, you can take Mr. Zommers and I along with you every afternoon, 1 until 3, as well as the other fine programming here on Civic Media. Texter texted in here over the break. Great question. Will Jim Leonard be a future Badger head coach? And if yes, in what year? It's kind of a touchy question, right? Because I am very excited for Luke Fickell and the Wisconsin Badger football team this fall. But there is a theory out there, and we wish Coach Fickell all the best, but should it not work out for whatever reason, would Jim Leonard come back and be the coach? Interesting question. Will Jim Leonard be a future Badger head coach? And if so, in what year? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Also, Mr. Zommers playing that. What was the name of the song there going to the break?
Bales of Cocaine.
Bales of Cocaine. Talking
by
about
the Reverend Horton Heat.
Horton Heat. Play it, Reverend. From Waukesha, WAUK, or in Milwaukee, says
Jeff from Shorewood.
Jeff from Shorewood. Now that I've made you a fake name for you, now he's calling you AJ. His middle initial is not J, but that's fine. Mr. Zommers, that was a great bump. Is it bump music? And got to see my little 60-year-old brother's band, the Cork and Bottle String Band. My brother John plays banjo. I hear the little hillbilly is pretty good. The Cork and Bottle String Band. That sounds fantastic. I love a good bluegrass or folk band. That'd be fun to have them on. Maybe Jeff and Shorewood can link us up there.
And maybe we can go listen to them because they have some more performances this year yet, including August 10th.
Oh.
So that's coming up.
Fantastic. A couple of newsy items here before we go. Not sure what. Should we talk about X first or talk about those Republicans who have qualified for the Republican debate?
Let's talk about X so we can get it out of the way and I can stop thinking about it.
Okay. According to the Axios News Service, there's a new-ish social media app on the block driving the news. On Sunday night, Elon Musk began rolling out the long-teased rebrand of Twitter into X. Musk bought Twitter last year for $44 billion with the help of other equity investors and billions in loans. So finding the on switch for the money printers is paramount. Since the start of his ownership saga of the social media company, Musk has repeatedly talked about turning the product into a super app that bundles a slew of services into one platform. Musk also appears intent on reviving the X brand, one he's loved since the 90s, as a matter of fact. In fact, he founded PayPal, Musk did, and he wanted to call PayPal X. Apparently, he's obsessed with the letter X. I don't like this one bit, Mr. Zommers.
Me either. And I have to say that I've seen a lot of tweets. I will not call them exes.
I'm not.
That's stupid.
All my exes live in
exactly.
Texas.
It just sounds dumb. It sounds like that. One of my favorite ones that I've seen so far about this is from Ryan Overturf on Twitter. He's just somebody who does board game stuff. But it says, "This rebrand is a grim reminder of how cool I would have found it when I was 14 years old."
Right? I don't know. I really fear that Musk is truly this time on the way to X-ing out Twitter.
There's another one from Mark Jacobs, a frequent guest of Pat Kreitlow, that says X-tinked.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
And Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project has a whole series of tweets talking about how if you have dog food that's rotten, it's just made of roadkill, and you have the greatest marketing agency on the planet, you'll sell great for a little bit, and then people's dogs will get sick and die, so they'll stop buying it. So you rebrand it, and maybe it'll sell a little bit again, and they're like, oh, this is the same stuff, and then they will never use it again.
Yeah, I don't know. For those people that don't use Twitter, you probably don't understand or get it, but Twitter, you know, I use it to get news. I find it as a curating system for, like, Associated Press or CBS News or things like that, and unfortunately now, the whole thing is going down the tubes under Elon Musk.
Yeah, he's throwing away almost two decades of household brand recognition.
Yeah. Sad, bad, not glad. Here's some good news if you're a Republican. A few people have qualified for the big Republican. The first presidential debate of the 2024 season will happen in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. We are making plans to be there ourselves to cover that. Coming up next month, I believe the 23rd of August in Milwaukee, there's a lot of qualifiers for these Republicans to get on the stage in Milwaukee. Here now, according to the Republican National Committee, here are the qualifiers at this point. The former president, he who shall not be named. No, I'll name. Trump is on. Whether he comes, that's up for grabs. Then we've got Chris Christie. He is in. Ronnie Puddenfingers DeSantis in. This one surprised me a little bit. Vivek Ramaswamy, the tech engineer guy who wants to raise the voting age to 25. I'm not making that up. Ramaswamy is in. Mike Pence, former Vice President Mike Pence is in. Nikki Haley, also in. And Tim Scott, the South Carolina governor, or senators, pardon me, is also in. Can you imagine sitting at a dinner party with Trump, Christie, DeSantis, Ramaswamy, Pence, Haley, and Scott? Give me a sharp stick in the eye.
I'd be afraid of going to jail just for being too close to Donald Trump.
Right. Thank you to Scott Klug, the host of the brand new podcast called Lost in the Middle, America's Political Orphans, which will be debuting this fall right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you to Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call, every afternoon, 12:15 to 1 with William Walter. And thank you to our engineer producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. And for you for listening, stay tuned. Matt Flynn is next.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.